Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us. Welcome everybody to Wellness Wednesday. So happy to have you here. Today we are doing some meridian tapping and acupressure. I put out a poll this morning asking what you all wanted to do for today's Wellness Wednesday's live episode, and acupressure won across all the platforms. So that's what I did, but meridian tapping kept coming up as well. So we're going to start out with some meridian tapping. I know I've done this with you all before at some point in a previous Wellness Wednesday session, or even just in one of the episodes that I've shared with you all, but we're going to get started and we're going to do a seated, simple meridian tapping technique that you can do anywhere at any time. So we're going to start at the top of the head, and basically meridian tapping the body, the whole body, what that does is it helps us wake up our system, right? So we're tapping on the head, and then we're moving to the face, across the forehead and temples. You can follow along with me, whether you're watching live or the replay, and going around the eyes, down the jawline, especially if you've been working at your computer all day. Very common, especially now with everyone working from home, longer hours at the computer, to have a lot of jaw tension, TMJ, and all of that coming up. Then we're going to the back of the neck, from behind the head, the back of the head, down the neck, to the tops of the shoulders. And if you're watching, feel free to say hi. Follow along with me. We're tapping on the chest now, doing this full body meridian tapping, going down the inside of the arm and up the back of the arm. Inside of the arm, down, going up the back. All right, doing this a few times, just using this very light, loose wrist motion to tap with our fingertips. Okay, and then we're moving to the other side, down the inside and up the outside of the arm, following those meridian pathways, waking up the system. You can do this seated or standing, but today, showing you how it looks seated so that you can do it even while you're at your desk. All right, tapping on the chest again, going down that center line, tapping along the ribs, down the abdomen, coming down both sides, not just the center. Side of the ribs and down to the hips. If you can, scooch forward in your seat, and you can tap as far up as you can reach on your back, and down your back to your hips. And scooch back in your seat, and you're gonna go on your legs, down the outside of the legs, up the inside, so down the outside, up the inside. And you can either just focus on your thighs to begin, or you can go all the way down to the ankles and back up. All the way down the outside and back up on the inside. Okay, whatever feels good, but if you're breaking it up, just follow the same path. They're going down on the outer portion and up on the inner portion. If you were to do this standing, you can get onto the glutes before you go down the outside of the legs, or just get as much as you can on the side of the hips, glute area. All right. Awesome. Tops of the foot. Give a little tapping on the outer ankle, inner ankle. giving the foot some love. Sorry, just thinking top of my head right now. All right, brush yourself off. Shake out the arms. You may feel like a tingling or buzzing sensation flowing through your body. That's perfectly normal. You've activated the meridians now and you've woken up your system. This is something that you can do at any time. Okay, great as a pick-me-up when you first get out of the bed in the morning to wake up your body. It's good if you're having a midday slump, right, or afternoon slump, and you want to pick up your energy again. You still got a lot to do in your day, and you want to get your energy going again, wake yourself up. So great technique. So you can actually slow this down, make it a little longer if this is all you want to do. But on its own, we just did this now in just a couple minutes, did the whole body. Great way to start the day, or just pick yourself up when you're getting tired. All right, now we're going to do some acupressure points. We're going to start out with CV22, which is right at the center of our throat. So we have our sternal notch here. So where the clavicles meet the sternum, you have this notch that forms, right? This little ridge here. This is where we're going to focus. You can either apply pressure here. Now don't push in to your throat. You're going to push, have this downward pressure onto the sternum between the two clavicle points. And apply pressure here, or tap. And I'll read to you what the benefits of this point are. So it's great for opening and clearing the throat chakra. So if you're having any trouble speaking or having trouble speaking your mind, then you want to use this point. Definitely tap into the energy of this point. It's good for inability to breathe or speak. If you have asthma, a cough, sore or dry throat, hiccups even, sudden hoarseness of the voice or loss of voice, difficulty swallowing, and good for anybody who also has a goiter. So great point to do if you're having any sort of difficulty expressing yourself. This is a beautiful point to use. And any tension that you might get in your neck, if you feel like you want to express yourself, but you seem to have this ball in your throat, and you can't get your words out, use this daily and can tie in an affirmation of, you know, my voice is heard, my voice is important, and do this every day. Just a few more seconds here on CV22, or REN 22. And then we're going to move on to our other point, which is pericardium 7. Thanks for the love. Hi, Isis. Welcome. All right, we're going to do our next point now, which is pericardium 7. Let me show you the image here. It's on the inside of the wrist, right below the wrist crease. So if we're lined up here, this is my wrist crease. We're right in between these tendons. So most people have two tendons that run down the center of the forearm into the palm. And some people just have one. But you're aiming to be between those tendons if you have them, or just to one side of the one tendon. And you're going to press there. You can press and hold. Show you where I'm doing this, right here. Okay, and we can press and hold, or you can tap. It's up to you. Whatever feels more resonant for you is what I would recommend, if it feels good. And we're going to do this on both sides. I'm going to press and hold, and I'm going to read to you the uses for this point. So it relieves chest tightness, shortness of breath, and frequent sighing. Ties in beautifully to the point we just did right before. And it's helpful for treating palpitations, restlessness or insomnia, anxiety, as well as stomach pain or vomiting and carpal tunnel pain. So if you're having any sort of wrist pain, this is one that we always work on if you were to see me in the office. So I highly recommend that. If you're also typing away at your desk for long hours, this is a great point to do at the end of your workday to just relieve any tension that you're having in your wrist as well. And you don't have to press really deeply. I'm applying just enough pressure to kind of press the skin in, but I'm not cutting off any circulation or making my hands and fingers tingle, anything like that. If you're pressing too hard, then you're going to be pressing, potentially putting pressure on the nerve. So just a light press is all you need to do. All right. So we're going to stay here for a few moments more, and then we'll do the other side. And then we'll close out with some breath work. So if you came in on the second half and you're following along, thank you. I do encourage you to go back and watch the beginning as we started out with some meridian tapping for the whole body in a seated position so that you can see how easy it is to do at any point in your day while you're working. And just taking a break, but can't really go too far. But you can do this standing, which we've covered before in previous episode of Wellness Wednesday. All right, we're going to go to the other side. So same thing, right in that wrist crease, right between the tendons, and we're going to apply some pressure, or you're going to tap. Whatever feels good. And it's so funny because right before going live, I pulled these cards and I just pulled them intuitively. I shuffled and pulled out a couple points as well as the meridian tapping. And I didn't really, you know, I know what the points are for in my mind and what I would use them for, but reading very specific uses of them and seeing how they tie in perfectly together, I feel this has happened pretty much every time I've pulled cards at random from the Wellness Within deck. They always relate to each other in some way. And I mean, that's the nature of it too. I did pick points that would support one another to include within each deck that I am creating, but that they were specifically related to breathing in some way is always fun to see. Hey, Jen, welcome. So gonna finish up with pericardium 7 here. Make sure we're breathing with these points. Awesome. All right. And shake out those hands, shake out your wrists, and let's do some breath work. So just a quick recap, we did meridian tapping on the full body, starting at the top of the head, working our way down. And then we did CV22, which is on the sternal notch, and then pericardium 7 on the wrist crease here, right in the middle between the tendons. Now let's do our breath work. If you can, either sit comfortably or stand, and we're gonna take a nice deep inhale through the nose, filling the belly and the lungs, and then we're gonna let it out. And it's up to you if you wanna let it out through the mouth or through the nose, but I'm going to do an audible exhale through the mouth. We're gonna do 3 breaths, 2 more. One more. Wonderful. And I hope you're feeling good, centered and grounded, and able to take some good deep breaths there. Come back to this at any point and make sure to share it if you think somebody would find this helpful. I truly appreciate all of you being here and being part of this community. I love you all so much. Have an awesome rest of your day, and I'll catch you all next time. Stay well, my friends.
Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.